Welcome to Expert Extra, a new feature of the Inside 254 podcast, where we sit down with an expert in a field to help us and you make sense of current events. We hope you enjoy it. Today, we're talking with Melissa Reed, the CEO of Planned Parenthood Keystone, about the challenges to women if the GOP repeals the Affordable Care Act, what defunding Planned Parenthood actually means, and how Planned Parenthood Keystone is fighting on a regional level, and finally, how you can help. Here is Colleen with Melissa.
Can you tell us what Planned Parenthood Keystone does regionally and what populations do you serve?
Sure. Well, Planned Parenthood Keystone covers 37 counties in Pennsylvania. And within those counties, we have 10 health centers. And they provide a variety of reproductive health care to men and women. And that includes everything from basic sexuality education to family planning, life-saving cancer screening for cervical cancer, breast cancer, testicular cancer, also STI testing and treatment. And STI stands for sexually transmitted infections. Other people know them as STDs.
So it sounds like you serve a lot of populations, a lot of different people over a wide swath of the state.
What are the challenges going to be for women's health care if the Trump health plan is passed?
Well, the challenges will be numerous. In the Keystone Territory, we serve about 35,000 men and women every year. In Pennsylvania, altogether, it's about 90,000. Almost 40% of our patients depend on Medicaid to cover their health insurance needs. And if the repeal of the Affordable Care Act goes through, and a defunding measure is part of that to defund Planned Parenthood, which in and of itself is a misnomer, right? Because we don't get a blank check from the government. We're reimbursed for provision of health care, just like any doctor's office.
Can you explain that a little more?
Sure. So if someone comes to us and uses Medicaid to cover their health care, and they need an annual well woman visit, say they need their pap smear and a clinical breast exam, we'll provide that. And then we will bill for those services rendered to Medicaid and get reimbursed the rate that's been approved for that charge, just like any doctor's office. And so that's what they're talking about when they talk about defunding Planned Parenthood, is we will no longer be able to provide health care to Medicaid patients and get reimbursed for that provision of care. So again, in Pennsylvania, total, that would affect over 30,000 men and women who rely on Planned Parenthood. And quite frankly, we are a critical safety net for those folks. There are many counties in Pennsylvania that Planned Parenthood is their only reproductive health care provider, and there is nowhere else for those folks to go.
So when I have always heard defund Planned Parenthood, even I, a person who pays a lot of attention, figured you got some kind of funding, but really what you're getting is just payment for people you're serving.
That's correct. And that does confuse a lot of people, not just you.
Right. Me too. Me. Right. Even me.
Right.
And they thought I was so knowledgeable.
That's right. But we're a doctor's office, right? We bill commercial insurance. We bill Medicaid. Some people pay out of pocket if they're not insured or their insurance doesn't cover the care they provide. But that's exactly right. We work just like any other healthcare provider.
Again, this flashpoint idea of defund. What that is saying is you would still serve that population who are relying on Medicaid or Medicare, Medicaid probably.
Just Medicaid.
Mm-hmm. And if that person went to a doctor's office for that service would be paid for through Medicaid.
Mm-hmm.
But if they came here, which is a doctor's office, and got the same care, it would not be covered. So when you hear defund, it basically means not paying Planned Parenthood back for the service they provide.
That's absolutely correct. Instead, that man or woman would have to pay out of pocket for their care. And generally, when someone's eligible for Medicaid, they're low income, right? And that's an important piece of their benefits. And so it's likely they would be unable to afford to come to us if they had to pay out of pocket. And so they would either not seek care at all, which in many states that have defunded Planned Parenthood, we found spikes in HIV infection rates. That happened in Indiana when Governor Pence at that time defunded Planned Parenthood. In Texas, where Planned Parenthoods were eliminated from the family planning program, we found an increase in teen pregnancy rates and maternal mortality deaths. So there are very real and serious consequences to public health outcomes when Planned Parenthood is no longer able to participate as a healthcare provider for those folks.
Thank you. That makes so much more sense to me. So it's going to make so much more sense to everybody listening.
Like what you're hearing? Hey, Podbean listeners, see that green Become a Patron button at the top right of your screen? You can click on that, donate a dollar a month, and get a cool sticker, a Facebook shout out, and our undying gratitude. iTunes listeners, we didn't forget about you. If you go to our Facebook page, you'll see a blue Shop Now button. Click that button and it'll get you to that same site. Thanks for keeping us sustainable.
How is Planned Parenthood combating these efforts to defund it? So what is Planned Parenthood doing? And I know there's a difference between Keystone, which would be, is that considered regional? Would that be called a regional office? Or what? And because I found out I'm sending all my money to the big federal kind of Planned Parenthood and none of it's coming here. So what on a local level, a Keystone level, are you doing and what do we need to do?
So just to sort of explain the structure, Planned Parenthood Federation is our national office, but they're not a healthcare provider. They provide a lot of resources in support of the 56 affiliates across the nation that do provide healthcare. Planned Parenthood Keystone is one of three affiliates in Pennsylvania, and we're all separately incorporated and have separate structures that are similar in nature. We all provide the same menu of services for the most part, and we're accredited every few years by our national office. So that just sort of explains the structure. But what we're doing here is many things to make sure that members of Congress understand that Pennsylvanians are deeply opposed to repealing the Affordable Care Act and to opposing defunding of Planned Parenthood. What we found is in a recent Quinnipiac poll that was done, I believe it was just 2 weeks ago, 80% of Americans oppose defunding Planned Parenthood, 80%. And that includes 56% of registered Republicans. And so Senators Toomey and Casey would be wise to remember that. And Senator Casey has come up very strongly to say he opposes defunding Planned Parenthood. He understands the importance of the safety net. And in contrast, Senator Toomey has been one of the 13 all-male panel working to gut women's reproductive health care as part of this Affordable Care Act repeal. Some of the things that this new bill would do that the Senate has proposed is to gut maternity coverage, to eliminate the preventive health care benefits like breast cancer screening, like pap smears, like no-cost birth control, and defund Planned Parenthood. So what it will do in effect is make it harder to prevent an unintended pregnancy, harder to have a healthy pregnancy, and harder to raise a healthy family. I mean, that's the bottom line for this bill. So the number one thing people need to do right now, today, and every day until the vote is taken on this bill is to call Senators Toomey and Casey and let them know that they need to oppose defunding Planned Parenthood. Secondarily, we have rallies going on all week. We have rallies in Doylestown, we have rallies in Allentown, and we have phone banking going on. And the best way to find out how to get involved, if anyone's interested in those, is to go on to the website istandwithppforplannedparenthood.org and sign up. And then you will get regular text messages and emails on ways you can take action. Sign a petition, join a phone bank, make a phone call to your senator, come to a rally. And those are all really critical steps people can take.
And finally, we have to remember that all of these services cost money. So what's the best way that me, right? So I have money coming out of my credit card every month, but it's going to the Planned Parenthood Federation. And I was upset to learn that none of that was coming into care for people in my own community. So if people want to make sure that they're supporting the idea of Planned Parenthood through the foundation, but also the some of the work that's happening with the people and the clients right here in our area of Pennsylvania. What do they do?
Well, what they can do is go to the website plannedparenthood.org and go to the donate page. And on that donate page, there is a way where you can designate your dollars to go to your local affiliate. And there's a drop-down menu. And you would just choose Planned Parenthood Keystone. And then 100% of your donation would go right here to Planned Parenthood Keystone and the patients we serve.
Is there anything else that you would like us to know or do to make sure we can support Planned Parenthood Keystone?
I think, again, the number one thing is you need to call your senators. Call Senator Toomey, call Senator Casey today and every day and let them know you oppose defunding Planned Parenthood. And then show up and speak out as often as you can. It's really important because our patients have so much to lose.
Thank you so much for taking the time to help us understand this, Melissa.
I'm happy to talk to you anytime. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to this Expert Extra. For more information on our podcast and to find episodes, please visit Inside 254 site, that's site.wordpress.com. You can find us on Podbean and iTunes, and please follow us on Facebook and Twitter for all the latest. Thanks for listening.